Okay, there's some of the packets over here with sources, which you can use or not use. Don't look for, I guess, for everything. This Shabbos, there's a show in Lane Parsha Shmini. Well, in the United States, anyway, anyone else outside of America, it's all the Red Shmini last Shabbos. They had the 8-day Pesach. So we're behind for a few weeks. But here in America, we're going to read Parsha Shmini. And the second half of Parsha Shmini is well known for being the source, or one of the sources in the Torah, for the details as to which types of living creatures, animals, birds, fish, and so on, are kosher and which are not. But towards the end of that section, the Torah gives us some laws relating to Tum and Tahara. And one of the Torah says that certain types of liquids can become Tame, that liquids can become Tame as well. In that context, it says in the following, in the first source, Kashmi, Bayikra, Paragiral, Pozak, Laman, Vav, Ach, Mayan, Uvor, Mikter, Mayan, Yetor. Now, Gabriel, we've also used one. A Mayan, which is a spring, a water source where the water comes from an underground spring, Uvor, Mikter, Mayan, or a pit that has a gathering of water in it, Yetor. Such water in such a source is tar. That's what the Torah tells us. So basically, it seems to be telling us that the water in either a mayan, a spring, or in a bore, a pit, that is a mikveh mayan, is a gathering of water, that water cannot become tame. That water remains tar. But then I'll give it also to Rashi explain the second source again. You can break it off as well. Ach manavor mikveh mayan, hamachubar makarka, means it's connected to the karka, ain the kablin tumah. The water in those sources don't become tame. Okay? Then Rashi is something else. So the old Yeshachalu mode, Yietar hatovel bohem mitum aso. The phrase Yietar means not only that the water in these places remains tar, cannot become tummy, even if the sheret or whatever else, some other type of unclean thing comes into contact with it, but Yietar has the capacity to make something or someone who has become tummy. Now to make that person that item tar. That's just it. But now he's got as well.
The reason it doesn't become tame is because it makes the thing.
Well, okay, one could argue that there's just a plus in tar. Say these type of water in this place can't become tame. It doesn't mean that it takes the spot from the belly logically follow that just because it itself can't become tame, it can make something to tame tar. Necessarily, I mean, you could argue that this water. Whatever reason, water in these sources doesn't become tummy. Okay? Doesn't necessarily mean that that water has the capacity to make something which did become tummy into tar. Well, not automatically, but the story that is the case. That's what Rashi's telling us, right? It's aiming carbon to them. But oh, just going, yeah, tar, I told it to them. And then the second Rashi, you know, deals with your issue. I feel with talk, my own board. If somebody is inside such a maya, a spring, or such a pit, the nogea, but he blossom, and he touches in the veil, and it makes something which is coming. So toma kavachomer, entire thing to us on kavachomer, that yatzil as a torma. It's toma, lachachomer, but I gave it to me. I think, well, if I'm in the mikveh, and right now I touch something, I won't become toma, because if it can make me tall when I became toma, so certainly it can prevent me from becoming toma in the first place. That's not okay. More important for us is this question. The Torah tells us that a mayan, A and B, a bor mikveh mayan, a mikveh simply means, the word mikveh simply means a gathering of water. These things, not only the water doesn't become tummy, it's not our issue tonight, but the fact that it could take someone or something, which is tummy. Now, tar, that's what comes out from this process.
Maybe some tar and kados.
And what?
Kados.
No. Again, tummy and tum and tahara is not the same. Not necessarily quite the same, no. Okay, but the tummy, again, look, just to clarify, tumma, although it's translated as tummy, it's as unclean or impure. I never loved those translations because, I'm not saying I have a better one, but it implies some sort of physical or perhaps spiritual contamination, which is not automatically true. I mean, you can be a wonderful person, you're treated out by a visual, still become tummy. You know, if you go to the cemetery, which is a mitzvah, you know, you still become tummy. So it's not a reflection on your character, but but it has ramifications, including after the Beit HaMikdash involved. So, you know, there is overlap. But anyway, but for our purposes, again, we know that a person can become tummy, a kelim can become tummy, and the way to make them tummy is to put them in either a bayan, or a bor mikveh mayim. Just in terms of the word mikveh, so the word mikveh actually has its origins in Parshas Bereishis, creation of the world. So it's number three, Bereishis, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Tes, the second day of creation. I want to keep ye kogu hamayim. Right? All the waters Hashem declared shall gather in one place, right? The seas that gather in one place. Apostle good. Okay. All of the places which were dry, Akash Baruch Hu called Eretz, right? The Aboshi called Eretz. Ulamikvah is the word mikvah. The mikvah hamayim, and the place where water was gathered. He called Yamin the sea. Okay, that's where it comes. Anyway, where did we actually get this idea in our parts? Possibly the year Tor has capacity, that not only does the water not become Tomei, but it can make something Tomei into be Tor. So that's the Gemara Pesachim, the fourth source, Tez Zayin of the altar. The Gemara says, Toshma, Ach, my own, Bor, Mikvah, my own, Yeh Tor, my Yeh Tor, Mitum, also. It can make something Tor from having been Tomei. And Rashi explains over there, Pesachim, Tez Zayin of the altar, good, Yeh Tor, Mitum, also, but Achim, come on. If Yovo Hatame, the Mayan, who bore me the Mayan, if someone, for a person, that means the Kalim too, but for a person, someone, or even a fool, doesn't it? But how come? If Yovo Hatame, the Mayan, who bore me the Mayan, he had power. Okay, that's what the Rashi explains what it means. Now, the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuva, Chemek Aradeus, in Reish Yugimel, says what you said, that there is a connection. It's not just random. The fact that these waters can't become Tame, it is connected. And he says as follows, look at Chasam Sofer, source number six, he says, V'ra'isi mikadmon echad v'shachachti mekomo. Chasam Sofer writes, I saw in the early writings, I can't remember where. So he didn't always remember everything either, so it makes us feel better. Right? Chasam Sofer, he was saying, remember seeing a certain place, he doesn't remember where. The misura, I mean, it's logic. The echomer achmon yichas tor v'mayim, how could a poet say that you become tor by immersing in water? Halo ha'mayim mistavim ha'tomobem. The moment the person's tummy goes into the water, doesn't he make the water tummy? How in the world can we have a decree that the way to get out of becoming Tomei is when you're Tomei, you go into the water? What do you mean? As soon as you go into the water, you make the water. Hello, my name is Tomei. I told him the chosu mitamei, and that water will make the person bite their Tomei. So what's going on here, right? As he says, "Achitzul ma'adomer l'tamei achem lav d'arayis." The rach shomus hatzon yesh when kol vokam avichukla treimi paraduma. Everyone makes a big fuss. Oh, paraduma is a real chok because it's mitaris at the man. And Metame at the Torah, right? The Paraduma, the service of making the ashes of the Paraduma ashes have the capacity to make the person with Tomei Mace Tar, but the person or some of the people who are involved in the process of taking the ashes become Tomei. Well, that's called Zos Chukas HaTorah. So there's a bigger chok, okay? Shiatara told me, it's my mind. This water, when you go into the water, you become Tar. But yet the water becomes Tomei, that would be an even bigger chok than Paraduma since Chasam Sofer. Now, that's a different problem.
Your body, as it's going
right,
in.
And that's a further question, when do you become Tomei? When you come out or when you're in there? That's not that. Anyway, it says Chasam Sofer, Aval karcha cross, tomachat bora, titona sheyirchat b'mayim she'en ha'mistamim. The Torah must mean that what you should do is you should immerse in water which itself cannot become Tomei. And what is that? You need all the conditions for the water to make you Tomei, to make you Tar. And part of the logic part is that water itself cannot become Tomei. Right? However, if the water is the particular pool of water doesn't meet the criteria and it can indeed become Tomei, it won't make you Tar either. So the two things do go together. And if some sofa concludes, they end the stick. All the faces of Hilchos Miklos. Okay, let's take a look now and see some of the things, because we've seen now two different ways or places where it can become, where it can be told. A Mayan, a spring, and a mikveh, which is the gathering water. So what's the difference? So the Mishnah Miklos tells us the following. Source number 7, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah is told different levels. You know, there are different levels of pools of water that can make a person tar, and which are necessary for different types of tumah. There are many different levels of tumah. It says, "Lamala mikveh sheyesh bo arba'im sa'ah." Next level, as Parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin enclosed, is a mikveh which has 40 sa'ah worth of water, a couple hundred gallons. Okay, that's a measure of 40 sa'ah. Shavo tolin umatilin. You can totally can put other things in Caleb and also. Okay, that even higher than that, continues the Mishnah, is a mayan, a spring, lamala mehen mayan, okay, shemem of muapin, you have less than 40 saw of water, okay, and it can even have mayim shuvim, we'll come back to later, another level that it's mitar ba'ashborim. Our purpose now, ashborim means still or stationary water, as opposed to flowing water. A spring is flowing water. The water comes out, it's flowing. Ashborim is a collection of water which is stationary.
It's different than dragas. I don't understand. Yeah. It either is or it isn't. If a mitzvah has our volume saw, and the sheriff's fall from that, what happens to that water?
So long as it's flowing. So you're going back to the water not to come tummy. This mission is talking about the capacity of the water to make something else, which was tummy, into the being tar. And
still,
it depends. There are different
things by definition.
Logically, it doesn't have to. I mean, you could tell me that the tar is telling us the water can't become tummy.
Okay. It looks like a magnet. It's like this very thing that I can't articulate it.
I'm not sure why you'd have to say this pool of water can't become tameh even if a sheretz pool is good.
It's something tahor. It just
that way it works. That way it works. If it can make something right, but it's not two ways. You can tell me that there's something that I can say. Water in this pool doesn't become tameh, but it doesn't mean. If I'm coming, I go in, I don't have to sell tar. Why is that logic? The other way around. That's the high preference. Then it can't become tummy.
Exactly.
That comes over there. But there are different levels of tumah. If you look at these Mishnahs, Zayin Ched. So when you come, for example, look at Mishnah Ched, it says Mayim Chayim. Now we know Mayim Chayim is not the soda. But besides Mayim Chayim, Torah sometimes says the tumah of Mayim Chayim. Certain types of tumah cannot be removed by going into what we call an ordinary mikveh today. It says the tub of Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim is living water, which means flowing water, a spring, for example, a Zov, which is the next exception, which I'm not going into the details now, but a Zov who became Tomei cannot become Torah. He can go into the regular mikveh all he wants. He remains a Zov. A Zov requires, or for example, by the Parduma process, it needs a Mayim Chayim El Keli. So sometimes you need a higher level, but for our purpose tonight, what comes out from this mission is the following. You look at Zayin Ahed. First, we see a mikveh harboim saw, whereas a mayan, it says at the end of Mishnah Zayin, lahat people the kol shehu, even less water. You can have a tiny drop of water. Now, wait a minute, a person can't fit in a tiny drop of water. Okay, but a vessel can. Okay, in other words, if you want to toggle a vessel, perhaps, which is tummy, not our tefillah, Caleb, but a vessel is actually tummy, so do you need to have 40 saw? So if it's a mikveh, the answer is that, yes, a mitzvah, by definition, requires 40 saw for anything. But a mayan doesn't require 40 saw, even for a person. If you have a small person who fits in a smaller body of water. For a mikveh, too bad. A mikveh needs 40 saw. However, a mayan is even a kosher. That's difference number one. And difference number two, as we see, is the difference between ashborin and zochlin. A mikveh is mitar only with water that is stationary water, as opposed to flowing water, whereas a mayan, in effect, is the reverse. Mayan is zochlin, which means flowing water. Now let's look at the Rav back in order and source number 8, just explaining that mission as well. Right? Tovlin, the other called Gufo, it might be on Caleb. Right? We're talking about if it's Tovlin first or if it's about Caleb. So Mayan, says the Rav back in order, Shemaim of Novim, right? The waters flow. And in that sense, it's Shavala Mikla Tarbash Borobelo Bezochlin. This other case they mentioned is like a mikveh in its Mitar Bashborin, station water Bezochlin, the Bezochlin, the Kaimalot, that's the key line for us. Mayan Mitar Bezochlin. Umikveh mitar bashborin. A mayan is mitar through flowing water, and a mikveh is mitar through bashborin through stationary water. And the other difference, like I said before, is a mayan requires the last round there. A mayan lapifal kosu, loboy arboim saw kimikveh. And if you want to see, I printed the Rambam. I don't have to read everything inside, but the Rambam writes, per test of Hilchos Miklos, starting with halacha hey, the mayan mikveh sheish bo mem saw. That's halacha hey. Halacha vav, the Rambam refers to a mayan towards the end. Mayan should mitar bekoshu. Shamayan ain lemeim of shira filo kolshein mitarin. A mayan can mitar even less than 40 saw. Right? They don't need 40 saw. Yeah. Okay. Okay. You look at the next page. We'll go to halacha chet. A mayan is made of mayan chayim. Shebehen bilvad tov mahazovim. Right? For that you need a zov. And also tar some mitzorim bechatos and so on. Here's the key line again for us. Halacha Ches, the second half. Ma bein mayan lemikva, Hamikveh eino metar ela b'men soha ta'o v'hamayon metar b'kosru. Okay, one. Hamikveh eino metar ela b'ashvoren v'hamayon hanischolen meno eino metar and v'hamayon metar b'zochon. Right? And three, Hamikveh lo talabo tfilu zoven. Hamayon ha'u meim of mayim chayim azov tolben. So there's a difference between Hamayon and Hamikveh. Good. So one of the differences we saw is this notion of zechila, of zochon. And the other difference was the 40 saw. So where does 40 saw come from, just as an aside? So that's a pasuk, and actually said the Pashas Mitzorah, source 10, Vayikra Perak, Tes Vava, pasuk Tes Zayin, says, the Ish Kisaitim as Shikha Zara, person has a bodily discharge, the Rachat Famayim as Kol Besoro, as the immerse his entire body and become Tame and Saw. So the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Alef Bet Aleph, is talking about things which are explicit in the Torah, things which aren't, and it mentions certain things of Tahara related to Taharas are not explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Taharas Mikvah Siva is explicit. No. The Torah never specifies the shear, the measurements of a mikvah. The Tanya, the Rachat, or Rachat is Bezara B'mayim, the Rachat B'mayim is called Bezara B'mayim, the main mikvah, as Kol Bezara, Mayim Shekol Gufo Ola B'mayim. Since it says Kol Besor, I might think, okay, I'll stick my arm in, I'll stick the other arm in, I'll stick my head in, right? No, that doesn't work. It has to be Kol Besor, Mayim Shekol Gufo Ola B'mayim. The Kamahein, Amma Al Amma Berul Shalos Amas. One Amma by one Amma by three Ammas, that's the type, but that's the minimum size. The Shiru Chachamim, the Chacham gave you how much water that is. May Mikvah, our boy, saw it. One Chagig, you know, put out, right? So it has to be 40 saw, because that's the minimum that the average person fits into, okay, to immerse himself all at the same time. Okay, Rashi in Chagig Yid Alf and Alf, and so it's from 12, it says Rachat Bamayim, because it's all the Patach Bamayim, which means special Mayim Miyuchadim, Lafuke Sheuvin, to exclude what we call Mayim Sheuvin, water which was drawn and is in a certain vessel. We're going to come back to that point. A mikveh has to be an in ground kind of pool, as opposed to in a tub or in a big pail or something like that. It's got to be in ground. But mayim chayim lo tzarech. But living water, spring water, you don't need for a regular type of tzum. Tosus reject that Rashi. Tosus ger chagig yad al palo. You want to name mikveh? Says that's not what we learned from this pasuk. Okay, he says the laws of mayim shuvim are not learned from this pasuk in Parshas Metzorah, like Rashi just said. Rachatz ba mayim. The laws of mayim shuvim is learned from our parsha here in Shmini. From Achmayan Abor Mitzvei Mayim, okay? The Darshinu and Taras Kanam, which we'll see in a second. All right? Rather, this pasuk, the deer of the forest, was at the end of Tosef, May Mikvah Hainu Ashborin, Kedarmin and Mayim and Karbazochin, Mikvah Ashborin. No, that pasuk means, by Mayim, May Mikvah Hainu Ashborin, only in still or stationary water. What is the Taras Kahanim drusha, the Tosef there, Chagig Yad Alf Alaf, is referring to? So I put that in Tosef 14. The Sifra, Taras Kahanim, same thing. Shmini Pasha test. Parsha says the end of Tarikud, it says in Oz Gimel, by Mayan Mitar Bezochen, Afnikman Mitar Bezochen, is it true, can you suggest, as a Havamina, that a Mayan is Mitar Bezochen, so to a Mikvah? Says, you want to know, I'm going to go by Ach Mayan, the word Ach, what you see, a little bit, Ach Mayan, a Mayan Mitar Bezochen, the Hamikvah Vashvoren, that's the source. Okay, so that's what we learn, a Mayan is Mitar Bezochen, and a Mikvah is Mitar Vashvoren, fine, okay? And we see that in a number of other discussions in Rishonim. That's a question. Rashi in Shabbos, Samachay Amad Beis, Dura Masla Ein Amayim Matarim Zochen, says, Ein Matarim Adam Akelem Hatom Lem Derat Tchila, Vitzarek Lam Shichon Lemikvah Velitvah Vemikvah. Flowing water is no good. You've got to gather that flowing water into a mikvah, then you can be total. That's what Rashi says. And the Machlokas was shown him as to whether that require that tzul, that disqualification of Zochen, that the rice is up on us. Okay, that's a question. Okay. But in any event, that's the din. The Rush writes in the Parish Adar, Mem Amud Aleph, where does this come from? How do we know Ein Amayim Mitar Bezochen? Rush in the Adar, Mem Amud Aleph, Ein Amayim Mitar Bezochen, behind the timer. The Rush on Mikveh, the very word Mikveh, Mashma Ashborin, the low Zochen, the very word Mikveh means a potty of water, a pool where water has been gathered and is not flowing naturally. It's been gathered there. Kedeksiv, Yikavu Amayim, Amokamacha, that person with inspiration. Of a Mayan, Bein Zocha, Bein Ola, Mokham Echa, Nikur Mayan. Mayan is something else of spring. However, you still need the word Ach, and I might have thought it's the same thing. Fine, but that's the Russian explaining why you need the word Ach, because if the word means that, we need Ach. The Torah's Kohanim seem to learn Ach Mayan. Only a Mayan requires works with Zochlin. Okay, so you still need to automate the equation otherwise, but simple meaning of the word, that's what it means. And that's how you pass from Shukhar, Tuchos Mikvah, it's been in Reish Aleph, your day, it's in Reish Aleph, it's in Bay Source 17, May Maya and the Tarn off the Zochlin. And what does it mean, Pir Zochlin? Nimshachim Mahochim. They flow, and they ain't on the Chunos, they're not gathered in one place. But make some him, rainwater, is Ein Matarin Ela Bashborin, it's only in Ashborin, Pierce Mokom Omoksh in the Sconsin Baumai, Nikar Ashborin. The word probably Shavuot, it's a crack in the ground, basically. Crack in the ground, right? Ava Aide Schila, Psulim Min HaTorah. Psulim Min HaTorah. If it's flowing water in a mikveh, it's possible to meet the Oraisa. Okay, the Taz there in the Rodeis and Rishalb explains the court in Bay Source 18. But what is Ashborin Pierce? Shame Kluim Mikhail and Mibor. They're fixed in that one place. Oh, they get there, some kind of wall, the water's contained. It would be a good way to say it in English. But Vim Zochim Psulim, you see Achmai, the Darshi Mai, and the Tarbiz Ochim, and the Shach as well, says in Tikkot Ches, so it's 19, Rav Ashborim, Pir Shem Mechunosim, Ve'on Melech Mechon, Ve'mikvah, Kiyosu, Avalok, Kishem Zochim. Good. Can
you flow in, but not flow out?
Okay, flow out, well, it's possible, I guess I'll explain, I'll fix it. Okay, but here's the issue. What does that mean exactly, and how far do we take that? This is why when you build a mikveh, one of the things they do, and I'm talking about constructing a mikveh here, one of the things they do is they make sure that the pool where it is watertight. The water's not seeping out or in and out. You don't want water seeping in and out. It is now concrete, basically, because it's watertight. But that's one of the things when they build the mikveh. It's one of the things you have to pay attention to. You don't want, and it means that's expected, because from time to time, you've all seen swimming pools where there are cracks. So on, and water flows out. Now, the Rashba, in the Torah Tabayis, in the section called Shar HaMayim, Shar Beis, he wants to say that, look, small crack, a little water flows out, that's not a big deal. Okay? He writes, nearly, Shalo Amu, El Shem Nekav HaMikvah, Rochav, Shar HaMayim HaYotzer, Nireis Bechilos, you could see, okay, some little seep in the thing where the naked eye can't tell. Okay, that wouldn't be a problem for the Rashba. The only problem is a crack. There's an opening. You can see the water flowing. The Kevin, Cheyotin, Kolkach, Hachin, here is the Chilosim. Then done also Kizoko Mavish. Then it's Zoko flowing. Hav Mikveh Mayim, Chenekev Ma'at, Achelech Haman, Benotech, Ma'at, Ma'at. The whole of the Chosin ain't Zen Nichol Zoko. And that he says is Kasha. Lachi Kasha. So positive. Rashba and the Torah. So by Shar Mayim, Shar Bey. Similarly, the Rosh writes in the Tshuva. It's verse 21. The Rosh was asked. That's all he asked. I'll say, Shalt the mikvah shanasa make shana. Okay? The mikvah was made out of rainwater and so on. We look towards the end. The nizdak kosal hamikvah. The wall of the mikvah cracked. Onike, there's a hole in it. Kamo yeshir hanekev osak levat lo tarus hasbore. How big does the crack of the hole have to be to now take it away from the being defined as a stationary pool of water? The Rosh writes, Shuvah, I need Tzorach Laharach, which was, I better write in detail. I have to read the whole thing. Lahotzi Milibcha, Masher Isa, B'Sefer Echad, Min HaMachabur Machonim. The Rosh writes, one of the Achonim, when he says Achonim, that's what the same people we call Achonim. It's his time. Right? The Rosh is in the 1300. So the Rosh writes, Masher Niris, B'Sefer Echad, Min HaMachabur Machonim, Shashbor, Nifso, B'Nekev Kota. Somebody wrote the Mikvah Guide or whatever it was, and then it came to the Rosh, and it's apparently even a small crack, and he says, towards the end, which I printed, Al Yala Lev other Limsos HaMikvah in name of Zobin Tzat Lachut. Nobody should think that it is a small thing and water seeped out, but that's possible. It's not true. Okay? The Rosh agrees with that Rosh Ball. And that's how he passed in Shohar, strictly speaking, 22.
It sounds like so much deeper in 20 that it's not the size of the crack that the effect that it has.
Okay, that's correct.
That they have to make it so the water looks like it's flowing. Mm-hmm. So you had a huge body of water, even if you could see the crack.
Well,
it didn't.
Well, not allowed to see the crack, but I guess you see the flow.
Yeah, that's
right. Right. Now, the Shohar passed this way. There's a very shallow soup. Nun alef point two. Nikev hamikva omeima notzim ma'at ma'at oniblon bekarka ma'at ma'at kosher. The phrase in the Chabad is she'ein zechilosam mikaret. It's not recognizable. It's not a recognizable zechil. Nonetheless. There are many people who are machmer against the Shohar is cool. The Vilna Gaon looks like he's saying, and the Birar Gra there in your day from Reish Aleph, Tzadik Bav, 23. The Vilna Gaon says, Diva Mechaber Tmun, the Mechaber here is astonishing, and he says, the Rashbo said it, it's only the Rashbo of Shitaso, and he thinks even a small Zechila, any kind of Zechila is possible. Rabbi Yitzchak Lachanan, in his Shuvah, Ein Yitzchak, in Chelek Aleph, Yerdeis, in Chof Beis, Os Beis 24, says, and he really says what you were driving at, namely, you know, it depends where exactly is the hole. Is the hole top? Well, he distinguishes maybe the hole way at the bottom. You can't really see it even there. He said it is bigger. You can't tell, right, or to the very bottom. He distinguishes, he says, yeah, everyone seems like Iker Tolui, in a near Asker Lamala, in Iker, in a near Asker Lamala, Besoch HaMikvah, Shehim Mizachalas Dechshera, if you can't see it from the top, and someone sees the mikveh, even he sees the, he says, the Misha Roes HaMikvah Lamala, Eino Matri Mizachalas. You know, it matters what you can tell from looking at the top. You know, and his basic yisod is, about five lines down, or six lines down, Muchach, Tichavanos, and Ulahoros, the puzzle Zulzoch, with Eino Rak, Hecha, Demikah, Asosol Lamala. I would say what he means is you can see the water level going down, right? You can see that. On the nifra samata betoch hamikva as ein nikar lamala rak biyos samar derech nechad gadol does nikar lamala. On top, a small crack, you're not going to really see any distinction. Okay, at the top, it has to be bigger for you to be able to see it. So that's how this tochana says. Masha'en okay, the neck of cotton to other the nikar lamala up the neck of cotton nikar is open. So the nikar the kol zilos samat. You know, it depends where you can see it. That's the bottom line. Okay, and so in other words, basically everything depends upon whether the Tchila is noticeable from the top. Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, two Tshuvas about this, and I saw probably others, 225. Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Yoredei Chilek Beisim, Pei Tesh. He says, Bein HaMikvah Bein HaBor Shel Hashem, Tzrichim LaHashgiach Shelo Yeshum Tzedak. Moshe writes, you should try your best not to have any type of crack, not to have any seepage. Okay? And he says, Mitzarech Lebot Gom with Onim Krovos. You have to inspect it regularly. You know, the way to inspect it is you measure the water level and come back tomorrow and see the water level done. You know, right? That's the Moshe right. He said, you've got to have people, right a little bit later. Al Mikvash told him about Tzorach, Ashkir B'Yosef, it means that the Psul Zochan, Hanu Lepos B'Yosef, Pama Tzorach, Lahamid Odom Echad Nemar, Ashkir Al Kol Han Yonam, Al Ashkir Al Abbas. So you have to have a person supervising the Mikvah, he knows what he's doing. Basically, that's the Moshe right. That's the Shuvah. That's true. And also people go in and out. So you have to measure, you know, what the norm would be. Yeah.
The outside, is it the main container, or is it the spot where people are being...
Well, right now we haven't made any distinction. We said we're assuming it's only one thing. Where people go, one pool of water, one big pool, yeah. And a different shuvah of Moshe Feinstein writes, is Moshe Yordei Chelek Gimel. It's in Samach Gimel. He writes, Gan me amichtav nirash amichtav shomah zola maim aydeh nekev shenat zolot yamad shalom zikton karoi. And he says, L'chadchila yeis l'taken sh'af t'chila sh'ein on nikeret bo yeh. At least l'chadchila, despite the cool of the shofar, we try not to have even a t'chila which is not recognizable. Try to eliminate any, and that's what we do today. Make sure that it's concrete, that there's no seepage, and it's checked, you know, fairly regularly. But that's one thing. It's been out, Rav Sternbach has a tshuva is on hunger, it's like Alephim, Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, 27, Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. He talks about this issue, Zechilo Shem Nekeres B'Mikveh. And he says, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch as Meikil. He says, Rak Yesh Me'achonim Shevinu B'Da'at HaGro, we quoted that Gro, that Shagam Zechilo Shem Nekeres Possel. And he says, the Chazanish didn't think that's what the Gro meant to begin with. Okay, and he says, the Chumra and so on. And he says, even Rashbo, if you look three lines to the bottom, they have Adar Rabbah, La Rashbo, Psul Zochin, Talib Zechilo Nekeres. Rashbo is clear that it's only a problem, the noticeable seepage and not little drops, you know, and so on. Nonetheless, and he says, and therefore, of course, l'chatchila is better not to have anything, but if you find a problem, and he said, the Chazanish was happy to hear it, and Dr. Chula is on the old status, ein lahara is a tabuchas shalom. If you discover a small seed, you don't now have to find the people who were told for the last 3 days and bring them back and so on and so forth. Okay, now that you don't have to do. Rak lamar, the second, I'm supposed to be lashen, you should fix it right away. But it doesn't possible anyone before. The only thing he says at the very end, he says, Omlam Yesh Chuba Bhagavad Gone from Chaim Brisk. He was a chuba from Chaim Brisk, or the chuba. And he was Chamachmir Ma'od Ma'od, Medina the Chilash and the Karat. He was very Machmir even on a non recognizable Chila. And therefore, you have to be careful. Now, what this has to do with, I forgot the print a little bit, there's also a chuba. What if you have the. This has to do with the filter issue. Because the filters, you know, water comes in and out, right? So isn't that a problem with Chila? So some Rishonim point out that tefillah, the water comes right back in, that's not called tefillah. That's what you asked before, the water coming in. It's a continuous. Right, exactly. So, therefore, the taka filter, same water. You're not leaving. Now, the truth of the matter is, according to the water table of the world, all water is like that, right? I mean, you know, they'll be back later. It'll be 1,000 years, they'll be back, you know. But okay, but that's what the filter is. Anyway, that's the issue of tefillah. That's one issue. And again, when constructing a mikveh, every effort is made to make the concrete solid. Some even raise a question about concrete at one point. That's not really the ground, but conceptual top. We can know concrete really detached to the ground. And that's what we do today and make sure there's no seepage. Okay, issue number one. Another issue, yeah.
Could the machlok is about whether you're machmerim zechi on the small crack or not. Could that have anything to do with trying to really ascertain exactly how the mikveh works? Is it mevatel the tuma, or does it absorb it? Is it, could that be?
I understand that. I don't know. I have to think of that matter. Okay, the next issue we spoke about was alluded to already, was the issue of what we call mayim shu'uf. So that in that same section of the Sifra, the Torah's Kanan, Parsha Pes, Pesach Yud, it's Olalot, says as follows. You have mikveh mayim, yator, yachal afilu mila b'tseipo, v'asa mikveh t'chil yator. Can I just, well, if you have what's called a mikveh mayim, how did I create the mikveh mayim? I'll make a thing, and we'll make it out of cement or strong watertight material. I'll bring a thousand water, put it safe on my shoulder, right? So, you know, or a hose or something. I'll hook it up to the thing, we'll fill it up. Is that acceptable? No. Talmud Lomar, Mayan bidei shamayim, at mikveh bidei shamayim. The water has to be brought there, just like in a Mayan, the water comes based on bidei shamayim, because Baruch Hu created the world, and the spring water comes from the ground naturally. So, too, the water has to fill the mikveh, quote unquote, naturally, without direct human intervention in terms of bringing the water to that place. Okay? And then the Gemara says, the Rebbe says, yeah, it has to be attached to the ground as opposed to a boat, a tub in a boat, or something like that. Fine, we're going to do that now. So, Mayan Bikli is possible. More important for us now is the issue of Shu'uvim. Okay? So, now, therefore, Mayan Shu'uvim is no good. Shu'uvim means it was drawn and it was collected in a receptacle, some type of a kli. Now, it's interesting, the Mordechai, it's also going to find out, the Mordechai and Shavuos, there's no rift, Mordechai on certain Mesechus which are not primarily Halacha L'maaseh, like in Kachem and Taras. So, Mesechus Nidus and Taras, there's no rift in it. So, they discuss those dinim elsewhere. The second paragraph of Mesechus Shavuos talks called Yudhi Satoma, talks about some of these things. So, the Mordechai is in Shavuos, Remes Tavshin Memhe. But Omer Ri, the gods were out of the kalim she'enim mechuvar mekarka the hanofah that shmuel mekavat tumah tori the seed olmashka she'ishah said the chol kli yitma. It really is actually similar to that chasam sulfur that we mentioned earlier. Okay, water in a kli, the kli. Okay, water in a kli based on the pasuk that I said the chol mashka she'ishah said the chol kli yitma. Water that's in a kli can become tame, right? So remember the equation before that he was pushing for. The equation before what? What makes water be able to be metayer is the fact that water itself can't become tummy. Water in a kli can become tummy. Therefore, water in a kli can't be metayer. So that's the source of the psul of mayim shubim, because it was in a kli. So if that water was in a kli, so now it's not going to be able to affect the tahara. Okay, it's like that.
Okay. From dry countries.
Well, you do. There's literature. Yeah. And even in modern times, well, they had a football. I mean, maybe we'll get to all that. Even now, let's say, we talk about, let's say, Phoenix or someplace, but, you know, they would actually, they would do a more modern time, they would actually bring ice in and melt, you know, they would ship ice in. There are different ways. It's a problem. It's not so simple. Okay, not so simple.
I mean, it could be years ago.
Yeah, so there way. We'll have to see. We're going to have to see. Obviously, there's going to have to be a way to get mayim shuvim to work. Okay, let's see. But so far, we have the tool of mayim shuvim. All right. Yeah, that's what we get to. All right. So that's the Mordechai says that, you know, because it was in a kli. The Torah Tamimah has a different comment here in Parsha Shmini. Eric, you know, you couldn't. I was cool from them dying. It's time of these questions. It says, these talk about the God with mayim shuvim serum. Well, I'm a little eliminator of mayim, a mikma mayim bavad. Torah could have just said, a mikveh is metayer, because the word mikveh can mean mayim as well. Okay, the word mikveh by itself can mean any type of gathering of water. any part of the gathering water. I will mikvah mayim kol and kol kibbutz mayim adoma. Okay, like for example, in Parshas Va'era by the Makkah of Dam, it says neteir chal yorin mitzrayim, I'll call mikvah me mayhem and so on. Yeah, that's different, right? There are parshas in the shemayim kol amavur amavur matzias amtzius so so. Finally, chafru matzav mayim nikur mayim the shemayim. He says the second point, but it doesn't mean that there's no human involvement at all. He said, if a human being digs the pit, and now the water fills the pit when it rains, that's not called the day Adam, even though a human being dug the pit. It's a matter of how the water got there. Okay, anyway, so that's the target. But as far as the psul of Mayim Shuvim, so there's again a major machlokas for showing where the Mayim Shuvim is the rice of the Ravonim Absul. Tosus and Bababas says, I've tamach rob and out, going over on the base. I quote, Okay, and they bring a raya. They have a raya. The tani b'taras kanim Arab price and sifrot. The parsha rahim by Hashmini. Our parsha mikvah ma'am yetar yachol v'lo seva asam mikvah yetar tamal achmar rabit yetar ma'am de shemayim af mikvah de shemayim. That's the raya. That's the raya. It's learned from pasul Torah. And Tosu the Yesh Lichos. I'm saying, no, the old answer. Maybe it's Hasmachta. Yesh Hasmachti. Kimo Kamad Roshes Taras Khan. In the Taras Khan, there's before there many Roshes only Hasmachta. That could be the case here. And a few lines later, says Ulari near the Filu Kulo Shol the Rabbana. So we hold the Shul by Shul, even the whole Mitzvah by Shul, for the Rabbana to begin with. Okay, that would leave room for maybe leniency. They can't get it, but that's not the case. I'm just saying, only the Rabbana. The Rambam seems to hold us on the drop on it. Her dollar of the book of Allah, the Torah, Shakol Mayim, Allah, the Din Torah, Shakol Mayim, Mechunasim Tobamim, Shem, Mikvah Mayim, Mikol Makom. We don't write to any gathering of water you can title in. Okay, as it says, Mikvah Mayim. And they says there, as long as enough room and so on and so forth, right? Then the 40 is 40 saws, whatever. Okay, but Allah Bays, he writes, and at the end of Allah, I write, Bain Mayim, Bain Shuvim, Bain Shem Shuvim. Doraisa? Sure, I'm not sure, I don't care where the water is, as long as it's in the pool and it's big enough, put it up. Okay, the Rambam writes, the Divrei Sofrim, Shamayim HaShuvim, Pasulim HaTzvilah. Okay, the Divrei Sofrim, the Rambam is Pasul. Not only that, the Lo Od, I'm a mit for Mayim Shein HaShuvim, Shanafel HaTochon, Shol Shalduk HaMayim HaShuvim, Pasul HaKol. Not only that, but if you have a pool of water, which is Mayim not Shuvim, it's rainwater, fell right in, as little as Shol Shalduk HaShuvim fell into it, Pasul the whole thing. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, possible the whole thing. As we're going to see, that means if you need that last three lugan for the 40 saw, not if you have more than 40 saw, you have exactly 40 saw, as little as three lugan. Three lugan is about a quart, okay, it's possible. So that's the Rambam right. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says the following, your day is in Reish Aleph and Tiv Gimel, our boim saw she'amru tzorach shelo yei shuvah. Slow you shuvah. Okay, that's a Shachar Paskin, the 40 saw cannot be my shuvah. She'am shuvah suah. He doesn't tell you whether he means the rice of the Rabbanon or not. Just says it's possible it's my shuv. Hagor, the Rambam writes, "V'im kol ha-mikvah hu shuvin possible min ha-Torah." Rambam is machmer. He says if the whole mikvah is my shuv, it's possible the rice. Paskin is Rambam, and therefore straight lechumah. Aval, if rov ha-mikvah kosher, amiyot hu shuvin, then elon the Rabbanon. Okay, anyway, so if the rov of the mikvah is kosher is rainwater, and part amiyot is my shuv, that's only the Rabbanon. The shach. Cotton Yudayan postulates that the Mechaber disagrees with the Rambam on this. Mechaber says the whole thing, Afilu Kulo Shom Eino Elam Drabana. That's the Machlokas with Mechaber, because Mechaber didn't say. Rambam says it potentially, Mayim Shuvim can be Psul all the way, can be Psul Midor Reis. Okay, now, however, the Psul of Shlosha Lugin that we just mentioned, that Shlosha Lugin can disqualify. So just three Lugin of Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim can mean drawn water that has been in a kli, in a bottle, in a tub, in a pail, whatever. And then you put it to the mikveh, even three Lugin disqualify, that is the Rabbanim. Even if you hold Shuvim in the whole mikveh, it's all right, but three Lugin is the Rabbanim. That's the Mishnah in Mikvah's Parak Beis, Mishnah Dal 35. There the Mishnah, but let's over, he's really about the reverse Mayim Shuvim, it's Chila Post, it's a big reason, or a reveal. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Revius is even less. Revius like, you know, a peso, the armacosis, right? The 2 ounces. Okay? He says, Revius betchil, if that's the first thing that's in the mikveh, that possible the mikveh, uslo shalugin al playamayim, but three at the end. Chacham olim bain betchil bain, so shur shalugin. Chacham say, no, it's always shalugin, whether it's the first water that's in the mikveh, the last water doesn't make a difference. The Bartanur says, as I was going to point it out, so 36, but chila shaloha mikveh mayim klal, kishanavah v'orviyas mayim shum. There was yet no water in it. It just made the mikveh. It was an empty pool. And now even a tiny drop of mayim shum fell in, and now all the rest was rainwater, no good. And one second. So you better make sure it's bone dry, and that's exactly what we do. Because even truth is, even shoshaluk, and this is an issue when you want to change the water in a mikveh, okay? Before when you change the water, if you empty it out, you want to make sure that they, God, what they do, they go inside with towels and wipe it down, bone dry, before you refill it. Because if you let leftover water, other water spilled in or whatever, it can ruin the whole thing. We didn't get to that yet. No, we didn't get to that. No, not when you have it. When you're making the upward soap. When you're creating the mikveh.
So it can't be that it's not whipped together.
Correct.
But if you have it in the
upward soap, that will come to that. There's another also mission. Avius, Hacham, Omer, and so on. Same thing. It says, Shlo Shalugin, Mayim, Shum, Posan, and Mikveh, Kima, Chom, and Tivrain. The Rivet there, where Shlo Shalugin come from? We don't have it on the page, but the Rivet, and then in Avius, we have the Rivet on the page. The Perisha Rivet, he says, the Shear of Gimalugin is because that's the. Gimel Lugin is Revi'i Sahin. A hin is 12 Lugin. So Revi'i Sahin, one fourth of the hin, is 3 Lugin. That's the minimum shear for, like, Shemin for Nyayin for the Sachin. So that's the minimum amount. So that's what comes up. Correct. The Tosa, a different thing, Tosa says social Lugin, that's the average, when you rinse off, that's the minimum you use to rinse. Okay, whatever it is. That's Tosa Mavavasa, Tom Bama Bait. He paskins the chumrah that if the gimel lugin are at the beginning, the first three is it's even the rice. He mentions the Zohar said halacha anyway.
That means the item which
what this, of course, touches upon the Mayim Shuvim is the issue of using water from the city water, tap water, okay? Because tap water usually has gone through from the reservoir. It's in a meter, it's in a tank, the system has been in a cleat. But now this would mean, well, after the pipe itself, may not because water is going through, although, we'll see you later, elbow pipes, maybe water gathers in the corner, maybe a problem. Mikvahs are built without elbow pipes for that reason, okay? But city water that goes through tanks and pipes and other receptacles, meters, and so on, is a problem. And that's why Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva 41, he writes, he's writing to a rabbi in, look at the second line there, he writes, Nifav Arav Nun Sadi Leiter May Rochester, there you go, okay, rabbi from Rochester, he says, Nimtzah Shebe'en La Mikvah Zom Rach Meimei Ha'ir, they only can get water from the city. So there's usually another bore, somewhere the water rests, or a tank, a water tank, where it sits in, and so on. So, and he says, ain't talking to the name of the stomach. As a general rule, we have to assume that city water is possible because it was in some receptacle. Same thing in Milchus Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, El Haredes Chalak Alas, he has a whole long tshuva. I always print at the beginning and the end. He says, in Meimah here, Ksherim Limitvos, okay, can you use water from the Vatzer Leichtung, which I guess means the water tank, okay? And he says at the end, Ein Lahakam with this, you can't. Again, this issue is, has to do with Kli. Now, what is a Kli? So, you have to have the pipe. Is a Kli meant as a holding thing, or is a Kli meant not that? You know, so So that really is based on a mission. Another mission we close, Parakal, Shnigimel 43. Hachotei Tefinu Lekabel Tzoros Bishol Eitz. You have a pipe which is designed to hold back or hold pebbles, to hold things in it, and so on. So look at the end of that mission. It says Shalom Nasa Lekabel. The mission, the pipe wasn't made for that.
Okay.
So there's a filter. That's something else. The water falls right through. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay? The pipe through it right.
I don't know. I think where they explained why, according to this rabbi,
yeah.
you could use the bathtubs in the city
for
mikvahs.
Yeah.
I imagine he was only doing because the shop was
hot. The car was pretty hot there, now with water there.
Okay. And we're going to see in just a moment. We'll get to it. I printed the back. It's only a problem when it was made for that purpose. You know, we'll go through this part. Quickly, the let's go to the Rambam at 45.
Pipes are not made.
Well, that's the issue with elbow pipes. The Rambam Paskins, actually, my focus is Rambam the Rivet, really. In 45, the Rambam Hilchos Miklos Perkes Halachos Zayin. He says, She'ein ha'silonos posen tamikvah. These types of pipes, they're not made for that purpose. They don't possible to make them. The Rivet, they're in 45, right? Omar Romans, the 7th, Imahayu ha'silon kofuf kosu. It was bent. We call an elbow pipe. It does possible. The water gathers it. Kesef Mishnah 46 disagrees because he says it wasn't done for that purpose. So it may show not for the Kabbalah. Steal for the Raivet, right? This is a machokas. What the din is. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, again, it's in Reish Aleph, Sif Lamed Vav. He discusses these different types of pipes. And we try, and it's only the person did it. But Kabbalah that way, but nevertheless, we try and avoid any type of receptacle where the water could possibly gather. Based on this.
What about
okay.
The reservoir that's coming from that?
Yeah.
Well, that's in ground.
I mean, right.
But it's dry. The water is collected in a reservoir.
Right.
And then goes into the city
system. Yes, and it becomes human. It's not
that
as well. Water becomes human.
So that's not what maybe it was the search.
Yeah.
Why? What do we care if it's elbow pipe or not elbow pipe? Isn't the
Miami... So forget the... I'm not using... Yeah, I want to make a now mix out of rainwater. When I have a mixer right here, I'm going to wait till it rains. I got to get the rainwater into the thing. So if I'm going to have a pipe, one of the pipes that I'm using to bring the water down.
Did I understand the city? You said the city water.
No, also, the city water. It's another, two different pipes, city water and elbow pipe. Anything with city water has receptacles. And I cannot now use the city water to fill the mixer.
And he's saying because soda, the reservoir itself should make it. That's what you're saying.
No, reservoir is the tank and also the pump. Right, not a clear. Now,
how do they get the rainwater nowadays?
Yes, they have pipes, but they try to avoid using elbow pipes. So that
is your pipe. You're not going to open the roof.
No, you can use pipes. It just comes right down. But they try and avoid use of any kind of pipes where it should gather. That's the point. A. B, don't use city water either. Two different things. That's what I'm saying. But it's the same problem. It's the same issue of children.
When did it come up? 10 miles away or right now?
Doesn't matter. But let's see.
Right.
Okay. The other thing I want to mention, though, and both of you alluded to this earlier, is very important. This whole psul of Mayim Shuvim is only within the first 40 saw, okay, to create the mikvah, all right? But if you have, it's clear from the Mishnah in the closed Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel 48, okay, if you have a case, particular case there is, Sufek Mayim Shuvim, Shatar Cham, Sufek Nafu, Sufek Lo Nafu, Afilu Nafu, Suffolk gave from our bones, so they ain't left. Okay? You see from the presentation that there's a suffix, but if the mikvah already had 40 saws, then you got to move on to the next suffix. That's okay. In other words, if it already had 40 saws, all right, the Vartanu explained. Komar, Suff 49, Suffolk, the Divas was Suffolk gave from our bones, so Komar, Suffolk, Hoyo, the mikvah, our bones, so Sharon, Kodem, Shinnaful Hashuvin, the Shuv ain't Hashuvin posted also. Once I have my 40 saw of rainwater, with no elbow pipe, didn't come from the city water, rainwater came straight in. Now, Mayim Shuvim spills into it, then it doesn't possible. Okay, the whole discussion we had was about creating the original mikvah, the original water. But if you already have it, that's the Rama right, okay, in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Paskins this way, okay, look at the end. It could be, because it's called Kamakal Bata, as we alluded to before.
Like you said, bone dry. And what if you have, whatever, or Vias, in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's no good.
And but then you pour on
top
of
it. It doesn't work that way.
So you can pour
the other way around. Can't go that way. It can only, that's
so
what
it is. It's not bottled. It's not
well, it's not that's not bottled. Something else. I don't know what that now. It's not regular bitter. That's correct. Okay. And then event, this look. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. To erase Alex's test on 51. The Mechava right. Mikvah sheyesh bo arba himsof. You have a mikvah arba himsof. Or a Mayan kosher, like we explained before. Yocho lisho kol masiyirtza. Litein letochav. Hey, Pseir. After that, you can pour whatever you like. And it's still kosher. Afo pishem rabam ala mayim shirim letochav etchila. Even it ends up being much more in terms of amount than before. Okay?
You actually
and he said
the authority of...
Not the rainwater. Okay? I've always said at the end there, she says, well, cold my shame with me from them saw, but if you never had your 40 saw yet, then I feel it ain't a chosher or a kosher. Even only a drop is missing, then enough will tell, give a look at my son for a stool. If you never got your 40 saw, and you have 39.5 saw, and now a little bit of it, then it's no good. So that's the problem. How do you ever clean a mikvah? Because, you know, the truth of the matter is good. I'm going to have my mikvah. We'll get rainwater. 40 saw, we'll make sure before this bone dry. There's no water in it. We've scrubbed it. We got concrete. There's no seepage. Took care of all our problems. Now we got 40 saw of rainwater. And now I come with my hose and I pour in a ton more of other water. But after a number of people use the mikveh, it becomes a problem. Right. So today, there's filtering and everything else. But, huh?
Go ahead, Mr. Rashan. I'll give you a kiss.
We'll get to that. So that's the second thing we'll get to. But first, so that, how do you ever want to clean it, right? So, because every other day, basically, if you want to maintain some laws of hygiene, then you're going to have to empty it and hope that it rains again. And that's a real problem if you have the climate. All right, a real place that rains all the time, I guess in theory you could do that. But there are certain climates that have a problem. So, there are ways to be metaher mayim shuvin. And you can use mayim shuvin. Okay, yeah. So, one of them is what's called hamshacha. Hamshacha. Yeah, that's the first. Okay? Which basically... takes the water away from the status of the Mayim Shuvin. All right, the Mishnah Mikvahs, Paragdal, Mishnah Dalad 52, talks about the case where if Mayim Shuvin makes sure the Misarvu that got mixed up and then it flowed from it. Talks about how you Mekalchen B'Toch HaMayim, and you do a Shenuffel of Toch HaMayim Shuvin, Mayim Shuvin, Ad Shoyor Toch HaShoyor Shuvin, Mayim Shuvin, Kashuvin, Mayim Shuvin. How did the water get in? The water flowed along something. Then the application of this Mishnah, okay, let's look at the Bar Tanura. Mayim Shuvim, of course, in the 53. Mayim Shuvim, of course, is puzzle in and it came across some across the courtyard. It was rained over here and something, and now the whole there was also a big tank of water. I opened it up. It's a rainwater tank where it all flowed into the mixture together. I don't know whether the first 40 was rainwater. It was all mixed together. That's the case in the Mishnah. Okay, and it came in through. It's called Hamshacha. Look at the fourth Mar Mokalei 53. Is it different? Did it go straight from the kli? In other words, I had a bucket of water and I poured that straight into the mikveh. That's why I'm shuvim. As opposed to, I poured it over here and now it ran down on a slope or something like that, or through a gutter or some kind of a what do you call it, a gully or something like that, and it went into the water like that. That's different. Right, and that's what it says in the next round. In Lav puzzle. The slow salug in Mayim Shuvim posting is not only because of Derech Galok Derech Hamsocha. Avo Derech Hamsocha ain't posting Achi or Rove Hamayim Shuvim. Afilo Hamayim Shuvim, the answer to those Arbuk Shem ain't posting Derech Hamsocha El Rove. He says if Rove of the water was, what do you call it, was rainwater, and a Miut was Shuvim, but the Shuvim came in via not being poured directly from the Kli into the mix, but it came across something. That's the mission. The Gemara says, Tmura, 54, Yud Beis and Alka, Yud Beis and Beis. Rebbe Lezer and Yaakov, Mikvah Sheikh, Vashim, Vachas saw a make shaman. I have a mikvah of 21, that's the robe of 40. 21 saw a make shaman. Vimale Bekose, Psha Esri saw. I can now, Vimale Bekose means on my shoulders, through a barrel, like a lot of Kli. The other 19, Uposkin a mikveh ain't torin. I can put it right in the mikveh. As Rashi explained in 55, Uposkin a mikveh shaloya aram and adli l'tocha mikveh. Not from the bucket or the pail directly into the mikveh, because then I feel a shoshalugam mikveh. Avoyase chritz, you make some kind of a ridge, and you let the water flow through there into the water. That's what's called hamshacha, like a gutter. And as the Gemara says there, it's more base and base. Shasheiva mitaris beruvia uvamshacha. As long as you have the rov, so now you only need, now it's easier to clean. Now you only need 21 saw of rainwater. So that's the issue of hamshacha. The rainwater in the mikvah, I'm saying. The mikvah's okay.
It could have been selected.
Right, because then it becomes the
soup. So you have to go bone dry.
Yeah, yeah.
And after bone dry.
So we still haven't completely solved that problem, have we? But we do. We have seen, we have seen that if you have now a kosher mikvah, okay, you can have water flow in that takes away the status of shuv. And that's what Mordechai explains in that same place in Shuv, Tafshin Mem Hem. But he says, Mordechai explains, this is in effect why. Why does that work? Why? What's that trick? The answer is because now it's not said to come. Once you pour it out of the clay over here, and now it flows through the dirt or the cement or whatever, now it's not, so it'll come from the clay. Just like it can become possible by being in a clay, it can become impossible, so to speak, by being out of the clay. It's like it's regenerated, so to speak. That's what Mordechai explains. The Rambam writes,
in the middle of the air. We have a clay, but
so now, Mikvos Paragdalach, Chayim Sifkei, Ain a mayim rishum posin mikvah shodu achi yiplu l'toch hamikvah directly min akli. Aval im nigraru hamayim rishum chutz the mikvah. Okay, the nimshechu that's hamshocha. The yardu mikvah ain on posin the mikvah unless it's not the robe and so on and so forth. Then give you an example. You have 20 saw plus. It's not 21. You don't need 21. You cough saw umashu 20.
It
can
be
up to 19.99. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so then it works. All right. Now, that's the further machokis. Does the hamshacha have to be on dirt, or can it even be on stone? Can it be on something else? It used to just not air. The Rambam writes, he said, it doesn't matter. The hamshacha karka, the hamshacha seal, a pipe, anything you want, okay? Anything which was not going to pass on a mikvah, because they didn't even do, as opposed, let's say, to an elbow pipe, we're worried about that. Areu kosher, I feel a single elbow saw. Even if you end up with 1,000 saw, as long as you have your basic 20.1. Okay. Now, there is some question. All right, in Halacha Chof, he says that some people paskin that once she'uva shimshicha is tall, you won't even need the robe anymore either. That's a way out. But I'm not so excited about that. Halacha Tet. In El Lamaisa, if Hamshacha works, it should work even if that's the whole thing. That's already a Chiddush, but there is such a Shita. So that'll take care of everything. All right. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Reish Pal Sif Mem Dalit. Okay. He says, Ain Amayah Shum Poses Amikvah and so on and so forth. Ashivul Toch Amikvah directly in the clear. Like we said, they're opening like the Rambam basically says, like, oh, Rambam and Sif Mem, hey, very important. How far does Hamshacha have to be? An inch, a foot? A yard, a mile. So he says, sure, I'm shocked because ain't talking the gimel talking. We talking. That's it. Okay? And he says it's only on a character sometimes. You know, obviously it's on other things, but however, the problem with this whole I'm shocked is that Advaz, Torah 60 and others say, excuse me, this is not to be done with Chathilah. That's a bit of it. Okay, that's he writes, Michalik Alison, hey, it's not an interesting tool because it happened. Water steeped in that way or whatever. It happened. You know, can't plan it. Okay, that's what the Rabbi's right. First part of the Rabbi's right, we don't have time to read it now, but he has five different svaras explaining what exactly is Psul of Shuvan, what's the right, so what's the Rabbi, we don't have time to read it now. But anyway, he says this whole thing is only Chathilot, as only the Dievid Rad, and that's our Moshe Feinstein Paskin. 61, Yoredei Chelek Gimel Simon Samach Dalit. The Moshe writes, the whole thing is Rak B'Dievid, Al-Vachil Chathilot, Ein Lasos Mikveh Kazeh. Don't build your mikveh based on Hamshacha alone. And that's what Moshe says. Okay, so at the end, it's Rabbanim de Miami. So before we had Rochester, now we had Miami. So that's what Moshe was the Miami Chelakim was in the Salah.
That's fine. So
okay.
But in times of
need, you can do it. Correct.
That's what it sounds like. Literally, it sounds like that I could turn a faucet on, three talk them away.
Right. Make a little gutter.
Make a gutter.
Yeah.
And of course, we have one thing. All my water
yes.
comes through.
Correct. Correct.
Wait,
but again, Moshe wouldn't be happy about it, but they heard
love.
Right. Okay, now, there is, however, another way out. There's another thing. There is another thing I was going to allude to before. There's something else called Hashaka.
Okay, what is Hashaka?
The Shikar kissing.
Okay.
Hashaka means the following. Mishnah Miklos, I'm going to go through quick, but I love Mishnah Gil. The Mishnah Miklos says, let's have three mikvahs next to each other. 20 saw rainwater here, 20 saw rainwater here, and the middle, mikvah, normal size mikvah, Mayim Shuvim. Three people, one guy goes in, it's like a joke, three guys go in each, okay, one each, but because of the water displacement, when each guy goes in, now all the water on the top sort of connects. Hashaka means a kiss, it connects. Okay, all the water now is connected. Says the Mishnah, right. Becomes one big mikvah. They're all tar. All three guys are tar. Okay. The middle one had the right shear, and the other two had the right kind of water. Okay, so everything, it now becomes like one giant mikvah. That's what comes out because it's all connected. That's
a thought first. Doesn't matter who went in first, no. Okay.
No, not who went in first.
Yeah.
Doesn't the mikvah with the 40 sa'im of a chachil of water have to have been poured first?
No, because when they were poured, they weren't connected.
Right.
And now they became connected afterwards.
But when
so basically, the fact you're saying it was poured. In fact, it was, because it was there by itself. Right? So now...
Before we said,
so
the Mayim Shem is there first.
Right. Here
now they're getting there at the same time.
Right, but it exists. Yeah, that's the point. Okay? And that's what the Barakhtanur explained in 63, right? You lost some tough for Mayim, which is 20, 20, and 20. So together you have 40 saw. Together you have rainwater, and because it got connected because of the displacement of the water, and so on. And the Rambam brings us to halacha. In Tarek Vav, Vilchus Miklos, halacha Yudalek, Gimel Miklos, Zebet Hazeh, etc. Says at the end, the Ein Havayim Shul Pulsi Mikvah Sheish Bar Boim Saw Kimol Shul Bihanu. Okay, if the mikvah already has 40 saw, then Mayim Shul is not a problem. So here you have everything. Everybody's happy. Now, the way they do it now, and this is the rule to before. Today, when we go into a mikveh, they're not going into the rainwater. Okay? There's a pool behind where we go in, where we put our kelim in. And that's really where the rainwater is. The pool that we go into is filled with city water. Okay? But it's connected. It's connected. There is, you've seen it, if you look carefully, there is an opening there. Okay? So there's a cork or something inside of that, a plunger. Okay? And that, the real mikveh, quote unquote, of 40 saw of rainwater is behind. Well, what you do is that you keep that clean. No one goes in there. This is the water that they're on. Right, and you close up.
When they get out.
Yeah, the water goes back again. That's correct. So what they do is the average mikvah, people don't know, that's got a tour behind the scenes. The mikvah that you and I and our wives and our kelim go into, that's not really the water. You have at least one bore behind. Okay, a pit which has water in it, was rainwater, that never gets dirty because nobody goes into it. Now, there's a question, how does Hashaka, and it works through Hashaka. We actually, I'll give you a clue, when we put the rain, we do Hashaka too. We also have, there's also a little gutter there also, do Hashaka and Hashaka. We'll see one other thing, we'll put Hashaka. But basically, that's how it works. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashaka is good too. Okay, now there's a further machlokas regarding Hashaka. Is it enough that it touched once in history? In other words, I have my rainwater back to the 40 saw. Okay, and now do they have to be connected when they're being tovo? Or no, once they're connected, it's good. Not the machlokas, the Rosh of any Rucham, which I printed here, the Rosh is the Chuvah, Palam, Aleph, Tim, Beis, the Rosh, right? Here we lead the second paragraph. The Kalim is Chabru, Palam, Achas, Fuchsaru. It's no longer called Mayim Shuvim because it touched the other thing. It's ice Mayim Shuvim. And Eilam Nifsalim, oh, Bestimas Hanekev. Now, if I now plunge up the hole, the connector, fight the connector, no problem. That's what he says. The oil hooks are Mashok, it's not Shalom. Rabbi Rucham says that those who disagree, and they say, no, it's got to be, you can keep it closed most of the time, all day. When you're in the mikveh, it's got to be unplugged to the connection. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh. The race Aleph and Nun Beis. He paskins. He says, "La'achash mitzara pasul makosha afilu rega, even 1 minute. Nisher la'olam bechsher remains kosher now forever. Afilu nista manekah v'chaka, even though it's stopped up."
While that
water is being used.
While that.
Yeah, but then when they want to clean the mikveh, right. You stop it up. Right. They empty that, fill it up, and reconnect it. That's right. Yeah, right. Now, however, the Shach, it's the cotton kufiyud beis, quotes him in Rucham and says, "L'chatchilu shimachmer like the," and at least when people are in there, open it up. But then, now, eventually,
even that other water, because it's our practice, we do keep it open up to Tola, the other water, so we do have to change the rainwater, but now much less. Well, that's the Shachar's in that way. Try and keep it open. Yeah, keep it open. Yeah, that's what the Shachar is. The last thing is,
30 summer days with no rain.
Yeah.
What is our mixture?
I don't make the keeps it open when people are told,
right?
Okay, again, that water is much more than 40
so.
Well, you want to change it once in a while, just again for cleanliness.
So that
once all. No. Because it's not going to get that there. How, you know, that's connected. But sometimes we do change it, and you wait until it's the rainy, speculation.
Spring water,
Yeah. Again, by the way, Aaron's air expertise, you got to bring in that person who knows the game, yeah.
But can't you spring water?
Spring water means it's got to be connected to the spring. Now, in other words, you can't just, spring water, you can't bring
you can't
out.
Be pulling spring.
Now, by the way, correct. But I will say, spring water, by the way, if you ever been to the Arizal's Mikkah, the famous Arizal's Mikkah, it's freezing cold. That's a mayan. It's spring water. Although, by the way, it's not that uncommon. I mean, many in Europe, there may, in fact, even here in Teaneck, those are leaky basements, you know, there's water table, there's spring water underneath. In fact, right not far from the mikveh, we have even thought about the possibility of the mikveh is big. I'm talking about feeling a river, But very quickly, you know, they thought about using a mayan, because a mayan has it. But sometimes there are issues in getting the water up, getting pipes and pumps, and the whole problem. Let me just see one thing. We spoke about this one second. I may talk about it another time, feeling in a river or a sea. The other thing we do also, the third thing, our mikvah, something called Zriya. We had Hashaka with the gutter. We had Hashaka with the connection. There's also something called Zriya. That's a Mishnah Gvoz, Paragvoz, Mishnah Ches, where basically you have, you have 40 saw of rainwater, and now I pour in, what shall we call it, city water. So that it overflows, that's Zriya, overflows into another pool. Okay, so overflowing, that's a Zriya. Okay, he talks about the Mishnah Ches, look at the end, he says, Achen, you fill it up, Achen Mismala Mayim, Umos Mashigo, Achen Yerdul Tachman, it falls into the next picture. Okay, that's called Zriya. Okay, and in that case, it's also kosher, it's another, even without Hashokah. When it falls, here's an overflow. It's just overflow. Next to each other. Yeah, an overflow.
So why is that
a shock? Because now the light is not connected. They're not connected. There's a wall in between. But it came, you poured water into it, overflowed. It's a shock and plus, basically. It's not connected anymore.
Right. The guy's going to lick when the person made the water get.
Yeah, but anyone else, you poured it, and it's higher, so it flowed over. And now you go in the other one. You go in the second.
Okay, they got higher. How they got higher?
Okay,
Let's assume that the good water mix was this high,
right.
And the other one was started here.
Right.
So I can go up time where there wasn't a continuous flow of water between.
No, not either. Because when I pour the water into this
right.
Good, the mixer, the real mixer, and now it overflows into this other. Tub, and you're going to go in that other tub. It's okay.
Pouring shuvim
into the wheel, and it overspills into the other thing. Now it's cool. That's called Zriya.
Okay,
that's called Zriya. The Moshe talks about that also. He talks about you need Zriya and shuvim. But he says some people have a shaka and Zriya. You need both, and so on. And he says you should just try that too. So now they're going to be.
An open pool and put in two walls.
In effect, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he talks about. He says, L'chein l'maisa, he says we should have two, you should actually have two non-used pools. You have one where everybody goes in, and you have next to it two unused secret pools. One that has Hashaka, and the other that has the overflowing Mizriya. He says, then you satisfy all the days. So each one, we don't talk about it, but each one has certain issues, and now with everything, and that's how we do it today. We have all three things. We have Hamshacha and in most mikvahs. Not everyone did like that, but in fact, in some places, actually, I think they didn't do they did only three, I think. I don't know. They're different. They're arguing about it, but our mikvahs today, usually the modern mikvahs around here, have get the Mayim Shuvim in through Hamshacha and through the overflow. That's how we transform city water into big water. Okay. John is a technical subject.
Are we off? I have a question once we're off record.
Okay.